Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic preaching is a topic which has invoked a lot of debate in recent past. And one of the issues of this debate is that there are preachers, of course, working in the society who are calling people towards Islam. And they also think that it is their position and status to threaten people with divine punishment if these people do not mend their ways. And they think that it is a right which they have by virtue of what is mentioned in the Quran. And we know that in the Quran we find there are a number of nations to whom the Rasuls of God or the messengers of God were sent, and they threatened their nations to extinction, and they threatened them that if they would not accept faith, they would be wiped out from the face of the earth. So we know, for example, from the Quran that the nations of Thamud and Ad, and similarly the people of Lot and the people of Noah, all of them faced these punishments. And so therefore, on the basis of this, it is concluded by some of our preachers of today that if they too are able to successfully deliver the truth to their nation, to their people, and if they do not accept the truth, then they also might invoke the wrath of the Almighty, and this also might make them face these disastrous punishments. Now, it has to be realized that this punishment, which is mentioned in the Quran for such nations, is solely the prerogative of the Rasuls or the messengers of God. The Quran says that the Rasuls of God or the messengers of God are people who communicate the truth conclusively. They communicate the truth to their people to such an extent that they are left with no excuse to deny it. And this punishment is, as a result, meted out to them because of their arrogance and haughtiness. And only the Almighty signals when this conclusive conveyance of truth has been accomplished, which in religious terms is called Itmam al-Hujjah. So therefore, a common preacher of today cannot threaten his nation of any punishment, because simply this punishment which he finds it written in the Quran is exclusively and solely meant for the Rasuls of God and their immediate addressees, to whom they address and deliver the truth. So therefore, we have to be very certain, we have to be very clear-headed in this regard, that preachers of today, they have to keep on calling their people towards Islam. They have to keep on calling them to reform themselves, to mend their ways, and in no way can they threaten their people to extinction. They cannot threaten their people that they will be extinguished, they will be wiped out like previous nations did, because that was, as I said, solely a law of God which relates only to the messengers of God, and it has nothing to do with common preachers of today. Today, a preacher has got to continue with his job till his death. He has to call people to whatever he's calling to, of course, regarding reforming themselves, regarding mending their ways. But he must realize that in no way and in no circumstances is he authorized by the Quran or by Islam in any way to threaten his nation by saying that if they do not mend their ways, then divine punishment will descend upon them, just as it did in the cases of earlier nations to whom the Rasuls of God or the messengers of God were sent. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ